Just imagine it. Lying down in a beautiful, lush, green pasture. Beside a quiet, soothing stream. There's not a care in the world. Only feeling refreshed. Feeling restored. Protected. Guided. Consoled. And definitely loved. Yes, there are shadows, there is darkness, but never so oppressing that it's to be feared, because God is with you. He has been, He is, and He will be yet again. The theme of this guided audio meditation from the 23rd Psalm will help you remember that whether your life feels peaceful or chaotic in the moments before you settled here, your Father in heaven is the Good Shepherd and is present to love and care for you, to care for you as you lie down in green pastures. So to begin your meditation, just settle into that place of rest, a place where you can be present with your Shepherd. And as you begin, listen and join into this responsive prayer from Philippians chapter 4 and respond, Lord, guide and shield me. God, you will liberally supply me. Lord, guide and shield me. God, you will fill until full my every need. Lord, guide and shield me. God, fill me according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Lord God, guide and shield me. To my God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Lord, guide and shield me. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, just replacing anxious thoughts for quiet ones, replacing thoughts of need with thoughts of abundance, and replacing thoughts of yourself with thoughts of God, your Good Shepherd. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this very well-known passage. Listen to it as countless have for thousands of years before you. And settle in now as the story of the 23rd Psalm transforms you. The 23rd Psalm from the King James Version. Listen for how the words impact you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, and for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup it runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What imagery did you see as you became more present and open to God? Listen once more from the Amplified Version as you listen to and meditate on each section. The Lord is your shepherd. He is here with you to feed you, to guide you, and to shield you. You shall not want. See his eyes, how he looks at you, the intense care and love, the look that he knows everything about you, yet loves you anyway. It's impossible for him to love you any more than he does right now. So just rest there. He lets you lie down in green pastures. Feel the cool grass. Look up into the blue sky. The warmth on your face. Just soak up everything you imagine around you. Everything about Him. He leads you beside the still and quiet waters. Hear it bubbling nearby, gentle, soothing. Not the torrent of rushing floodwaters you may feel at times, but stillness. Quiet, refreshing water. Hear it. Smell it. Dangle your feet and toes in it. It's there to soothe you. He refreshes and restores your soul, your life. Everything broken is repaired. Anything decayed is revived. What is disrupted? Feel it now becoming restored. What is abandoned? Feel it becoming recovered. What is detached? Feel it becoming connected again. Now. He leads you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Not wandering, but guided down a path, a well-worn path, a known path chosen for you, for you, for Him, for your eternity, for His name, for His glory. Walk there on that path for a moment. Even though you walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for you are with Him, and He with you. Yes, there are shadows. Yes, there are storms. Yes, there is distant thunder. But not sufficient to bring fear. No storms surprise God. No thunder startles Him. No shadows catch Him unaware. Nothing frightens Him. So rest in His strength, present in the storm. His rod is there to protect you, His staff to guide you, to comfort and to console you. Just gentle prodding, tender reminding, a rod that's feared by your enemies but protective for you. a staff that's dreaded by those that seek to harm you, but serves to guide you from harm, to comfort you, to console you. So for these coming moments, just feel soothed by your heavenly shepherd. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He prepares it. The creator of the universe, the author of time, he prepares it for you, before you. And in the presence of your enemies, God's focus is on you, preparing you, providing for you. So just here, sit at the table that he has prepared. He has anointed and refreshed your head with oil. Feel his hands on your head. Feel the oil in his hands, the oil running down from your head, dripping down your cheeks. Oil mixed with tears. Perhaps his tears of joy and your tears of love. Feel chosen here. Feel loved and feel anointed. Your cup overflows. His blessings don't fill you, they overflow you. Just feel it, see it. His blessings spilling out of your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow you all the days of your life. So walk along. Stop for a moment and look behind you. What do you see? Who do you see? I want you to see goodness following you. See mercy. See unfailing love following you. Always present. Always close, walking in step right behind you. Listen carefully and hear their steps. And you shall dwell forever throughout all of your days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. Dwell. Not just any old place, but living and staying as a permanent resident in the house and presence of God. not an earthly place of sticks and mud, but a heavenly palace built by the Creator, and not just today, but tomorrow, all week, every month, year, decade, century, and millennia, for all time, forever. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of protection and care as you rest in the arms of God. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, guide and shield me. Let me pray that you remember the Lord as your shepherd, that you surrender as he lays you down in green pastures, leads you beside still waters, as he restores your soul and walks you down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace. For in the days ahead, you may find yourself mired in acres of hot asphalt more than cool green pastures. But even then and there, thank God for the awareness, and shift your focus then, without effort, back to the pastures of the Lord and his care. And consider, too, how you can be a friend to someone in need of those same beautiful, lush, green pastures and quiet, soothing, still water that the Lord provides them. So when you're ready, whether here at the sunrise or sunset of your day, deliberately find a cloud to rest under, a stream to pause by, and there encounter God.